أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد الله مسلم وعجل رجاء وحشرنا يا الله نستعين، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Inshallah, with Allah's blessings, as He had blessed us to sit down and discuss His beautiful words and the beautiful story of Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, we have reached a place where now the brothers had plotted to get rid of Yusuf, to get rid of Yusuf and one way or another. Now how? They sat down after a debate, after push and pull from the brothers. Some were saying, let's kill him. Some, the one brother, Levi, Lawi, convinced them not to kill him, but throw him in the well. Now, as I said, how they're going to separate Yusuf from the father. Have you ever seen the statement that says, or you heard the statement that said, a person going, a wolf going in a sheepskin? You know, this is how they went to their father. They went to their father, Jacob, Yaqub. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا. They went there saying, oh dad, مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفْ. Why don't you trust us? You know, subhanAllah. From the, as I said, between the lines, you know, from what these words are giving the meanings to Jacob. Jacob is a prophet. Jacob is Allah's pure. Allah purified him. Allah is making him close to him. He sees and he hears the meanings rather than just the words. Yes, the words are being said. What they're saying. He said, our beloved dad, our father, why don't you trust us with Yusuf? And we would like to be his advisors. We love him. We want to be nice to him. So therefore, please let Father, tomorrow, you send him with us to the desert as we go. Let him play. Let him eat more fruits. Let him enjoy his life. Let him come and compete with us as we race, you know, and we are protecting him. We will be his protectors. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ أَرْسِلْهُ غَدًا مَعَنَا يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We will protect him. We will save him from anything. Now Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he saw. What did he see? He saw that these brothers of Yusuf, his sons, his beloved sons, are plotting something. Jealousy had covered their eyes. Yes, subhanAllah. And he saw that great determination. In other words, they were going to do what they wanted to do in one way or another. So he paved a little way. First he said, children, my beloved sons, it makes me sad to see him go. I miss him if he departed from me. I am a man who has less patience. And not only that, but also I am afraid that the wolf will eat him and you're not paying attention to him. And in other words, you know, he paved the way. He made their plots a little closer. He gave them the excuse. So, because he knew that they were very determined, they were going to do it regardless. So therefore, what can he do? You know, and sometimes it is when a father, you know, subhanAllah, if you sit down and read the stories of the sons that they have plotted, I mean, just go look and read the story of Amin and Ma'mun, when one of them had raised the other brother who won. He commanded, they tied his brother, subhanAllah, same father, you know, brother, they tied him to a horse and they dragged him on the street until he died, and his pieces of bones and flesh were going all over the place. Yes, subhanAllah, jealousy will do that. Anger will do that. Yes, subhanAllah, may Allah save us from these bad vices, from these bad characteristics. So Jacob said, I really miss him when you take him. It makes me sad. قال إني لا يحزنني. It makes me sad if you take him. I would be sad. And also, I am afraid that a wolf will come and kill him. As you guys are racing each other and playing, and an animal such as wolf will kill him. Now, of course, this thing happened, as you know. They took him, and they went. But why a little side advice in the middle? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this kind of a reprisal, this kind of a sadness, this kind of a separation for Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. As the hadith mentioned from Abi Abdullah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, salamullahi alayhi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished with this separation to Jacob, salamullahi alayhi, because what is the reason? The reason is this. One day, as Jacob had an invitation to the people, and he was busy with these guests, a person who was hungry came and knocked on the door, saying, people of the house, Ya Ahl al-Dar, I am hungry. We always should be careful. When someone asks us something, we always should give him the benefit of the doubt that he may be telling the truth. Yes, he may not be telling the truth. He may not be telling the truth. The hadith said, that person, judgment day will come. If he was not telling the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him resurrect without a face. Because he lied. He's using that face for a lie. You know, when some person comes saying, I'm poor, please give me money. You know, that he's using that face, that sadness, that expression, impression, you know. But if he really was truthful, woe be to you if you do not give. Woe be to you. Jahannam, hellfire, is there. So therefore, it said the poor person came knocking on the door of Jacob, saying, people of the house, I am hungry. Jacob, he heard it, he didn't pay attention. SubhanAllah. Of course, the punishment of a great person is much severer. Jacob is not like you and me. Jacob is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be extremely careful. Matter of fact, he's supposed to be so careful that even the makruh, he shouldn't do. Even tarkil awla, he shouldn't do. This is Ya'qub alayhi salam. This is not a regular person. Second time he called, saying, people of the house, I am hungry. The hadith said, the person did not ask anymore. He went home, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord, I am hungry. He slept while he was hungry. He knew about this story later on, in which it was time for him and Yusuf to be reunited. After 30 years, Jacob suffered almost, now according to some hadith, it said Jacob suffered almost 30 years, the separation of such a beloved son of his, Yusuf, the one that did not only have the beauty physically, but also he has a spiritual beauty. Can you imagine how beautiful was Yusuf spiritually, salamu alayhi wa sallam, being a prophet? So, Jacob, peace be upon him, told his sons, my sons, number one, it makes me sad. I will miss him as you take him. And number two, it fears me, makes me afraid that the wolf may come and eat him immediately. Brothers of Yusuf, the sons of Jacob, said, Father, if a wolf ate him, and look at us, وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةً, we are strong. And they were. They were very strong. There were 10 brothers together. They said, if a wolf ate him, and we are this strong group, then we are really losers. Truly, we are losers. Yes, subhanAllah. So, what can Jacob do? Jacob, peace be upon him, gave them. He said, okay. He couldn't argue with them anymore. Especially when he saw their determination, especially when he saw that they were not going to back up. If they brought these excuses, they were going to bring some more excuses just to take him in one way or another. So he caved in. He said, okay. Gave in. He let them. They took him. Where did he take him? What did they do? They unanimously decided to do the harm